Dante, would Kenneth's mother like to say anything at all?
She would you like to speak?
Yes.
Yes, she will speak. And at this time, I will allow Ms. Chapman to come up and give you all a few words.
Please tell your name, please.
My name is Denika, D-E-N-I-K-A, Chapman, C-H-A, T as in Tom, M-A-N.
And how old are you, Denika?
I'm 38.
Are there any questions of Ms. Chapman?
Where are you from?
Seattle, Washington.
Do you have any thoughts on what happened? Can you express in your own way your feelings about what's happened?
Yes, I'm angry and I'm hurt and I want the truth and I want justice to be done.
That's right.
I'm trying the best that I can.
What do you think happened, or based on what you've seen so far?
I don't know.
Chapman, can you tell us what your son was doing in the Bay Area?
Yes, he was going to meet his manager to get his music career started. He didn't want to sit around waiting for fall quarter to start, for him to start school. He wanted his music career to get up and going.
Where was he going to be attending school?
Excuse me?
Where was he going to be attending school?
Seattle Central Community College. Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Why do you think, and I know it's conjecture at this point because you weren't there in his head at the time, why run from a simple fear evasion
type?
You're asking her to speculate as to what's on her son's mind. I mean, she can't answer that question.
What was in terms of your son's musical career? Can you talk about his musical background, what kind of music he did?
Well, he has an older brother, and he's on a 10-year recording contract. And he often appears on a lot of his brother's songs. And he also performs with his brother. So at this point, he wanted his own career.
And what kind of music? I mean, is he
rap.
Singer?
Rap.
A singer, not a musician.
Yeah, he's a performer.
He's a rapper. Yeah. And my older son, his record label is in San Francisco. So he was trying to reach out so that he could try to get the same type of deal.
Which label is that?
I don't want to say at this time.
Any other questions of Ms. Chapman?
Do you have any children?
No, sir.
Seattle police also, we are told that they issued an APB for Kenneth's brother, one of his brothers,
Ms. Chapman's not going to respond to any questions as it relates. We're here today to talk about the death of Kenneth Harding as opposed to what may be also accusations and allegations or an ongoing investigation or whatever words you may want to use related to his older brother. This is about a mother who's grieving, who's mourning, and a family that deserves and requests and demands answers. You know, at this point in time, as I've said and will continue to say at this stage, we're on a mission for the truth. We're on our search for justice, and that's what we're doing. So at this point in time, there's nothing on or off the table other than believing in falsehoods, and what's on the table is looking for the truth. Well, it's hard for me to keep track of all that they have said and then tell the community what's not their state of affairs. So, you know, I don't want to engage in saying I believe in this part or that part. At this point, I prefer to have the whole body of evidence, if you will, and then I'll reserve judgment until I have that.
Have you spoken to the police directly about this case?
Have I personally? No, I have not.
Why? Ms. Chapman, could just describe her son to us a little bit. What kind of man was he?
First of all, I'd like to say that Kenneth was a